Can I just go back to the HSE consultation? The HSE told us on the 22nd of June 2017 that they would consult with us before any plans were sent up. They promised Reverend Pullen from the 29th of September and his group 2017 that they would consult with him. We are very nervous. We welcome any progress, but we are very nervous. And you can understand why we are nervous, because we have had the ghost grant that never was. And that has been very much confirmed that that wasn't a grant at the meeting the last day. It was confirmed at our meeting on Wednesday that that grant never was. So you can, we are very worried. There is no funding available. The funding in the capital development plan, of which the Kathleen Lynch plan is now part of, is committed to projects that have already been committed
but
to.
So what we need
is a new envelope of funding.
Yes.
And there is no there is no talk of that yet at all. Mm. There's no talk of any new level of funding. We don't know what's in this plan that has been sent
when
up.
Are we
the
see
department
it,
are looking for further information. Well, Minister McHugh, I think it has been a very positive meeting with Minister McHugh, because we have started off anew. We have had a second beginning to this campaign where we now have all parties on board. Bearing in mind the misinformation of the past, it is very difficult to take the word of people or organisations. We need to see that clearly written on paper.
But what we can, the HSE
and Minister
locally,
McHugh has committed and given a serious commitment to Reverend Pullen and to others, but he gave it freely, that he is going to organise a meeting. He is coordinating a round table conference, if you want to call it, with the Minister for Health, with the Junior Minister for Health, with the Secretary General of the Department, with senior HSE officials, senior department officials, Donegal Oireachtas members, Reverend Pullen and our
That's
group.
Significant. When's
and
that?
That is in September. He can't organise it for August, but he's organising it for September. And that is very significant. But what is also very significant is the political decision made by Kathleen Lynch has not been rescinded.
It hasn't,
and
but let's
the
say...
the 31st of July yes. question has not been corrected by Minister Daly, and the people at our meeting put that very clearly to the Minister. But the Minister has also promised to get us a copy of the Rattigan report, and he has also promised to get us a plan. So we thank that Minister for that.
Let me go back to that question thing, Father John Joe, though, because what we do have now on the record of the Dáil is the HSE commitment to the future of these three hospitals. That is there. So whilst we have something that is on the record that you believe should be corrected, we have to take what we can get as well, though, and admit that we have on the record everything you've just outlined there. Now, it is on the record of the Dáil, okay? Maybe they're conflicting, okay? But surely that is a big step.
The record of the Dáil was always sacrosanct.
Mm.
But we have something on the record of the Dáil which was contradicted by a minister in this very station in a call-in. So is the record of the Dáil as sacrosanct as it once was? One has to put the question.
Indeed.
I think what's very positive, Greg, is that there's a change in the landscape, but we still don't know what is in this. Is it 68 beds? Is it 20 beds? Is it 78 beds for St. Joseph's? We don't know.
Yeah.
We haven't a clue, nor does the Minister of State, nor does the politicians who were there, because nobody saw the plan that they have welcomed, which is very interesting.